It's 12:53.
One American dream that is still showing signs of life. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It may be irrational, but the American dream of owning the most colossal house you can possibly afford hasn't been snuffed out yet.
McMansions look like they're making a comeback.
There it was on CNBC, a survey from real estate website Trulia.com showing that homebuyers in certain cities are on the march, and not just for any home.
People's dreams are a lot bigger than what the reality is.
Trulia's chief economist, Jed Kalko, told CBS's Dan Revive he's noticed a huge jump in searches for homes of more than 4,000 square feet.
We found that people are almost twice as likely to want homes of that size than they were a year ago.
They seem to be betting that the investment will pay off when prices bounce back, but he predicts it's going to be a very slow bounce.
Consumers think that prices in their local market will get back to where they were at the height of the bubble. In the hardest hit markets, I don't expect we'll get back to peak bubble prices, even in the next 10 years.
Of course, he's just one economist making his best guess. And as we know, the number of best guesses by economists is limited only by the number of times you ask them the question. And I have to say, when I caught Jed's appearance on CNBC, maybe it was the perennial cheerfulness of those CNBC anchors, but he seemed a lot more optimistic.
Prices could fall back if a global recession kills housing demand, but we are beyond the worst when it comes to the housing market in the U.S.
And what could be more American than a little exuberance? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.